We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back, Total Information AM on KMOX. Tom Ackerman with you, talking about one of my favorite subjects, and that is Ted Drew's Frozen Custard. I'm with Travis Dillon, owner of Ted Drew's on Chippewa.
Hello.
Hello there, Travis. This is one of my favorite things to talk about. How are you doing, first of all?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
You are almost at a century. You're at 95 years. 6726 Chippewa is the location of Ted Drew's. People hear me talking about it all the time. But we're talking about something specific here, which is Thursday, a celebration that is open to the public to celebrate 95 years of Ted Drew's Frozen Custard. What is happening on Thursday?
We're going to have a lot of fun. It's 95 years. We know that we're going to make it to 100, but 95 years seems very significant. But this Thursday, we're going to have quite a crowd, I think. The first thing we wanted to do is make sure that the kids and the families that come, and by the way, that's why we are successful in some ways, because of the families who live here in St. Louis. So we're thanking St. Louis, and we're honored to be here 95 years. We're going to have face painting for the kids. We're going to have Fred Bird will be there with a lot of fun. We have some charities that we particularly love that will be there as well. Three of them, actually, the Cardinal Glennon's Children's Hospital. We're going to have a Stray Rescue, and St. Louis Food Bank will be there. And we're going to help them out, and hopefully the families that come would like to help too. That's up to them. The fun part is that we'll have some celebrities as well. We're also going to have a 95-cent cone that day. The event goes from 3 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
3 to 7, open to the public. It's free.
Absolutely. Everything is free. We'll have some snacks for the kids and the families, and we'll get to chat with various people, maybe some surprises for celebrities there.
Ooh. I'm going to show up on the beginning of that, if it's okay with you. I'm doing an event with Ozzie Smith in another location at like 5 o'clock, so I'm going to go for the front end of it and
sounds
get
great.
My Heath Bar concrete. I do the same thing. I know I should vary, and I did. I dabbled a little bit. Mm-hmm. I got the city red last year. I try, of course, my kids' stuff just to make sure everything's okay, and it's always okay. It's always great.
I'm
but
glad.
The Heath Bar concrete's kind of my go-to. What's your it's a tough question, Travis.
Okay.
What is your go-to?
It varies. It depends on the season. In the wintertime, I love the hot fudge sundae with pecans. It's just perfect walking around the Christmas tree lot. During the summer, when peaches are in a great time for them, it would be peaches and macadamia nuts.
Oh.
It is a really good combination.
That's good. How did Ted Drew's, how have they done it for so long? The best thing you can say about it is that it is consistently excellent. How do you do it each and every year?
I think that the main thing is that we've been fortunate because of the fact that quality and service has always been our motto. We have a sign inside that says our business is service. Ted Sr. and Ted Jr. both were big on pay attention to details, be at the window before the customer gets there, and get them what they like as soon as possible. And so we've always worked on cutting the chit-chat down a little bit and get to be courteous, of course. But when people order something, get it as quickly as possible.
Take me back to 1929. What did Ted Drew's Frozen Custard look like then?
1929 is when Ted Drews Sr. was a very good tennis player. He won the National Parks Champions from 1924 to 27. He won the doubles. He was a champion for 11 years at the Muni Parks. It's 1925 to 36. He was good. And he had a family of three children at that time. The fortunate thing is that he had a friend from the Royal American Carnival that asked him to travel with them that season in 29. They definitely needed an income. The carnival had a truck that had a machine that would make the ice cream. He just had to come up with the recipe, and he happened to know somebody from New York that had a frozen custard recipe, so he tweaked that, sold it. It did so well. He took his family to Florida to play tennis still that winter, and they sold frozen custard in St. Petersburg. And then that very next year, in 1930, they opened up a store on Natural Bridge.
Wow. That is pretty great.
And then it went from there.
Yeah, and it has taken off. How did it become the St. Louis institution that it is today? I mean, for those of us who grew up in St. Louis, we always knew what Ted Drews was. It was as big as anything in this town, and people would be drawn to it from out of town. How did that happen?
Well, a lot of patience and a lot of hard work. I saw that when I first got married to his daughter, Christy. He was working so hard, so it takes a lot of hard work and persistence and patience. There were a lot of hard times, and throughout their family life, they were searching for another income to keep the family going, but the frozen custard did well from the months only of March through October when it started getting cold. We had no heat or no air conditioning in those stores. So they came up with selling Christmas trees for another income. That was in 1950. So Ted was always, Ted Jr. particularly, went to Wash U. He graduated from there. He did well in marketing, so he had some great ideas. Started advertising in the early 70s, and that really helped the family income to take off. But still, we were only open in the summer months, and at that time, the Christmas trees did well. Excuse me. Unfortunately, it just went from there, and we started getting busy in the 70s.
One thing I've always appreciated about Ted Drews also is that no matter the size of the line or the time of day, I can find a parking spot, and that line moves. And I don't know how that is. It probably is because of your staff or maybe the knowledge of the locals on how to get through it, but it moves.
It's nice of you to say. We really try to do that, and we know we make mistakes. But in 1985, I had been there for already 10 years, just about. And Ted and I were talking about how the lines got too long, and we never liked that thought. We had five windows at that time, and so in 1985, we thought if we expanded the store just a little bit, maybe we'd go to 12 windows, and that would take care of the long lines. We'll be able to serve our customers a lot faster, and everyone would be happier. Well, in 85, it went well, and the construction went well. We had 12 windows. The lines started growing more. And it's a very fortunate thing, and we're blessed, and I know that. But we just keep trying to do what we are taught to do, and we listen to the customer and then try to get what they want. If not, we make it right. We try that.
3 to 7, Thursday, 6726 Chippewa, Ted Drews' 95th birthday celebration, open to the public. It's free. Fred Bird's going to be there. Celebrities will be there. Snacks, face painting, good times for the kids. Who doesn't love Ted Drews? It's what you do. And Thursday's weather looks amazing, too, I think.
It does, yes.
So that'll be great. Travis, thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Travis Dillon, Ted Drews Frozen Custard. Back in a moment on KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.